Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Reno Collier, plus Today in History and One Quarter Birthdays. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old of our old bits,
all the old podcasts, and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah,
you just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here with more of my amazing made-for-TV products exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. How many times has this happened to you? You're thirsty, and you need and want water, but you're miles and miles away from water. There's no water anywhere. Introducing my new Mazing Powdered Water. It's small, simple, and convenient.
Oh, yeah?
Just carry a packet of Mazing Powdered Water with you anytime you don't have room for a stick-up faucet. Then, if you need water fast, simply open the bucket, pour the contents into a glass like this, and just add water. Cool, clear water in seconds, and it's just that easy. And it's only $29.95 for 3 2-ounce packages of amazing powdered water that make up to, now get this, folks, up to 5 gallons of pure mountain stream water from the glaciers of Scandinavia.
Scandinavian glacier water not verified. An American tap water may be substituted in some powder packets. 5 gallons of water must be added to reconstitute the full 5 gallons of powdered water.
Folks, can you ever have enough water?
No.
I say no. So order in the next 5 minutes, and I'll throw in 2 more 3-packs for free, plus $59.95 shipping and handling. That's a great deal, but wait.
Deal.
When you order 4 3-packs of my 2-ounce pack packets, along with the previous order of the 3 3-pack packets for only a total of $269.95, I'm going to send you a complimentary gift set of my wildly popular home entertainment accessory item designed specifically for your guests who happen to be nudists.
Yeah?
Scrotum coasters. Just drop them and forget them.
Yes.
Call today. I'm Billy Mazing.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
I was trying to compliment our guest.
Oh, he was in
Reno Collier. Looks like.
Thank you, sir.
Visit the barbershop, did you, Reno?
No.
No? Okay.
Just moving it around. I'm going bald, so I'm just kind of finagling and moving.
No. Well, that's not going bald. Trust me.
Well, that's not nice.
No, you've got a nice set of hair there, Reno. Reno Collier, there's Chick, there's Josh. I'm Tom, there's Christy Lee over there. Willie
Hi.
G over there. And did I cover everybody? Ace Owen, Pat Godwin. Hey,
Hi.
Pat. Enjoyed your song.
And, thank you.
Reno, how are you, sir? Are you out and about these days? You doing any gigs?
I'm great, man. I just did my first shows in 4 months this past weekend in Chattanooga. And it was so invigorating, if that's the right word. I mean, it just unloaded everything. The only thing that was jacked up is since I've been working construction and when I was on stage, I wasn't thinking as much about my act. Like, I'm looking, I'm like, who the hell did the brickwork on the back of this wall? I feel a breeze. Like, we could really, if you sprayed in some insulation and maybe took care of that shoe mold, this place would look really, you know, like if my brain is still trying to get out of construction. But it was great, man. It was so much fun. It felt so good.
Now,
everybody's social distanced. And
we've had a couple interesting news stories this morning. Are you aware of the TV show The Fugitive?
Reno? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
David Jansen. Okay.
The old one?
The old one.
That's the old one.
No,
yes.
Wait.
favorite part of that sentence is, and he's not aware of it. Do you remember The Fugitive? And saying David Jansen will kickstart it for you. Yeah. That'll remind you. No! Well,
when was that movie? 20 years ago?
Longer than that.
Longer.
I think.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, closer to 30.
Oh. Harrison Ford. Did you ever see
that? Tommy Lee Jones.
That was a really good movie.
Yeah, terrific movie. Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones is just great in it.
Yes. Won an Academy Award for it.
Now, apparently, I'm not aware of this, but now it's coming back as a new TV series.
Oh, my Lord.
On Quibi, yes.
1993. The Fugitive.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
the movie.
But a good movie, though. Certainly holds up, I would think.
Great movie.
Hey, wait, check real quick. That movie came out in 1993.
Yeah.
Dad, how many years ago was that? Also, that's the year I was born.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you guys, we had a VHS.
No, I'm saying, do you know how old I am? Is the
do
joke
you know
I was
how old
about.
He is? Now, keep in mind, one morning you asked him, what's your sister's names? So go ahead. How old is Willie?
Well, no, Willie taught me how to remember his age.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there's a math problem. It's very easy.
Go ahead.
But it's all round numbers. There's no point in going over it.
How old is he?
Willie's 27.
Okay, he got it. We're good.
And then the other key to is
a very simple math problem. You subtract that year from this year.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Josh.
And you get your
David,
age.
Josh. If I had to take on anyone in a math contest in this room, it would be you.
Absolutely.
Josh Abacus Arnold.
I'm terrible at math. I'm the worst.
Wow. But I've learned, for example, I can remember my daughter's quarter birthday because it's my birthday. So then my quarter birthday. See, they always go inside.
Okay.
So you do quarter birthdays?
You do quarter birthdays
and
now?
Three quarter birthdays?
Are you doing one eighth? What are we doing?
Do you do half birthdays?
Reno, I bet you wish you were hanging drywall right now.
Yeah. I don't blame you on that.
You don't do the half birthdays?
I don't do math. No, I don't do math. I mean, X to me is one third of a dirty movie. I don't care about math.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I don't like it.
Reno, when is your birthday?
February 4th.
Okay, so then you just add 6 months to that.
So
you keep the
fourth.
So
that would be tomorrow, wouldn't it?
That's summer.
Tomorrow would be his half birthday.
Oh, wow.
I think it might be, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Wow, I'm 49 and a half.
I have an idea. Tomorrow for Reno's half birthday, how about we just don't mention it, have a regular show?
Wait a minute, I think half birthdays are real.
That's genius.
The whole point of the quarter birthday and the half birthday is you get to have a cake.
Quarter birthday? Are you kidding me?
We had a great quarter birthday celebration. Willie, I know that you celebrated with us. Had a little bit of cake.
Your kids are going to be so disappointed when they become adults.
And diabetic.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. This welcome to the new show, Pot Calls the Kettle Black, with your host, Josh Arnold.
Hey, I am not diabetic. I get tested every 4 months.
I'm not trying to be mean, but imagine the man who marries Finn. Well, you didn't.
You forgot my
quarter birthday.
You forgot my quarter, Daddy.
Come on.
You forgot my quarter birthday. Well, he's a monster.
If I'm here for the wedding, it'll be interesting to have her. I guess I get to be talking from the grave.
Yeah, she'll be talking to your gravestone camera.
You forgot my quarter birthday,
Daddy. You wouldn't believe what he did.
Okay, I'll be right over.
Well, I guess I could do this segue. Speaking of birthdays, boy, this is such an easy one.
Whose birthday is it today?
Well, 1811, I'm going to have to make this.
Are we doing birthdays or history? What are we
birthdays.
Doing?
Birthdays.
Okay.
Buffalo Bill.
Born on this date in 1811.
I'll give you a hint. Okay, your hint is inventor of something that goes up and down.
I'm going to say Otis.
Otis.
Oh, yeah.
Elisha Otis, the founder of Otis Elevator. You don't know this about me, Reno. I am extremely loyal, and I happen to be very brand loyal. It's Heinz Ketchup or nothing, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way about elevators. If I go in a building, it's not an Otis, I take the stairs.
Even if it's 29 floors?
Well, let's not be ridiculous. It's supposed to be kind of an exaggeration joke. Do you have this? Do you get heckled like this, do you?
Oh, yeah. Every night.
Okay.
I thought he invented the thing that stopped the elevator.
Well, that's part of it. He invented the brakes, yeah.
Well, that's
that
the
may
most
be the most important part of it.
Yeah, if it doesn't stop, it's not
they
an
had
elevator.
Elevators earlier.
If the cable's cut, no one
lived through them.
Yeah, if the cable's cut.
It's a cannonball.
Yes, the earlier versions of the elevators were called cable caskets. and I've always liked the name Otis. Yeah. Maybe it's because Andy Griffith. Campbell and Andy Griffith.
I worked with an Otis in my Otis early Driftwood, TV days.
Otis my man.
Oh, I was just going to say, great musicians, obviously, Otis Redding. Now, also on this, 1926, this guy's been a guest on our show, and he still got it 100%, the great singer Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Godwin, isn't your nickname Otis?
Yes, it's Pat.
As in, you've owed us money for a long time?
I see where you're going with that.
I think we can just tie up the show. We're done.
That's it. We've come back to the start.
Now we have Josh pummeling Godwin.
Jeez. Pat.
Hey, Reno, Pat had to move on Friday. And
see if this makes any sense. Pat had to move, and he's sore, so he's having trouble singing. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joel holding the guitar.
Flesh that out. Flesh that out for me.
When I sing, my jaw
hurts with his mouth.
No, okay.
Reno, it hurts to hold an acoustic guitar.
It hurts to do anything. Yeah.
God.
You forget. I mean, you have muscles that you forget about.
No kidding.
And they get real sore.
That is all true. Now, on this day in 1940, Martin Sheen.
Yes.
Now, do you know his real name?
British.
Reno. I'll give you a hint.
Estevez.
One of his sons is Emilio Estevez.
David Sheen, I think, is
David. Estevez Sheen?
No.
I don't
Martin
know.
Estevez.
Sheen, he took the name from a famous television bishop, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Bishop Sheen. I think out of Akron, Ohio. Yeah.
I just wonder how long... If we just let you go on referencing things, I wonder how far back you'll end up.
Well, DB, this portion of our show is...
We're on Fugitive, and now we're on Bishop Fulton J. Sheen also.
So what happened in 1940? Martin Sheen was born?
He was born.
Okay.
In 1940.
And I'll tell you what, Reno, you don't know this. His son, Emilio, I had the privilege of having lunch with him, and he made the lunch, and it was the best salad I've ever had in my life. Not a lot of people know.
Wait a minute. Makes a good salad.
How did he make you lunch? Were you at his house?
I was at a friend's house. He's a friend of his. It's
Mighty
a long story.
Ducks, Emilio.
It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, people don't know this. Emilio, he actually had a pretty rough go. He actually got a DUI, and then he coached a hockey team to win a championship.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
They won.
They won.
Not for him.
I believe he did it three times.
He did, yeah.
And three DUIs.
Did he have to get a DUI each time?
And Charlie's not around those kids he coaches legally.
This is a good one. Willie,
Here
you go. Born in 1979. Is it pronounced Evangeline or Evangeline?
Evangeline.
Evangeline Lilly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who this is.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
From Lost.
She's in the Ant superhero.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's the Wasp.
Oh, she's so good in Lost. I didn't know. Has she gone on to do other things?
Yeah. She's now part of the Marvel Universe. And
okay.
Good actress. Very good actress.
All right.
Those superhero movies you love?
Yeah, that you love so much that you'll go out and see?
I don't go to superhero movies.
Oh, she sure was torn between Jack and Sawyer for a while, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. What a great
really
movie.
Figure things out.
Okay, now, let's see. This day in history, Reno. We'll be able to read this for about two more years without getting a shot. Christopher Columbus set out from Spain for what he thought were the Indies.
You know, and what's crazy is he did it on Columbus Day.
Yes. Who knew? Yeah, he actually did.
How did he know? That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, since they named it after me, I'm going to go now.
That's a good day to go.
Although my favorite commercial is the one where it's Marco Polo in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's perfect.
The kids are going, Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm right here.
Soliloquy.
So funny. Let's see. Here's a good one. 1900, Firestone Tire and Rubber founded.
Oh. Mm. Mm.
Now, Josh, it's not just condoms.
No.
Yeah. Rubber. Tire and Rubber sounds like a Donnie Baker album.
Tire and Rubber.
That is pretty good. I can see the cover right now. One of the great moments in history, Jesse Owens, 1936, wins the 100-yard dash at the Berlin Olympics.
Yes.
So that's
amazing.
That's one of the greatest American stories.
It is.
Ever. And you know, I mean, how pissed was Hitler?
Not happy.
You know what I mean? Like, one black dude shows up, smokes everybody. We are not the superior race in this at all.
The cocktail party after, you have to, one of his lieutenants were Well, going, I need to go walk my dog.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to the funeral. I did. I missed that race. What happened? And then, of course, for me, the date of what is the date? The 3rd of August will live forever, because on this date in 1963, the great Alan Sherman released what song?
Oh,
Reno
God.
Collier.
Here we are. No.
Hello, Mada.
Hey.
Hello, Mada.
Here we are.
Greetings from Camp Marijuana.
This is quite the show, huh, Chick?
Yeah. How can you not like Hello, Mada, Hello, Fada?
This is every one of your favorite.
Did you like
records
it as a kid, Chick?
Nope.
Even then, you know.
Well, Chick didn't go to camp, so he had no connection.
I love that song, except everybody changed the words. Like, I don't even know the real, you know, I'm so stoned here, I can hardly write this letter. Like, it got switched around so much.
Yeah, for my generation, it's a dog food commercial.
You know, and it's based on a piece of classical music, which I'm forgetting what it's called, actually.
Some waltz? Isn't it a waltz?
It's actually a German word. Hello, Mutter, Hello, Fada.
It's the Christoph waltz.
that's obscure.
Pretty proud of yourself?
That's obscure.
Well, at least
Alvin Barkley, you can look him up.
This century.
Christoph waltz, Academy
Waltz,
Award.
Academy Award winner.
Just years ago, yeah.
Hello, Mutter.
Oh.
Hello, Fada.
Please stop.
Here I am at Camp Granada.
Awesome.
Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Man, that's funny stuff.
It's taken from the Dance of the Hours, I believe, is the classical piece.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you can't write music. You know, you can't expect them to write music.
That's a great piece. How can you guys not love that?
I like it. As a kid, I loved it.
Yeah. What year did that come out?
63.
Anytime it came on the oldie channel, my parents would crank it, and we loved it. Yeah.
This is something weird. Did you know that Monster Mash became a hit again in the mid-70s in July?
I can't recall that.
Why do we sit here?
I don't know.
I'm listening to a replay of Casey Kasem.
He doesn't hear
and they're playing Monster Mash.
He doesn't hear any of us.
What the hell? Why is Monster Mash for the hit in the 70s? Possibly the greatest song ever written.
Yeah, you love that song.
Greatest song ever written.
Yeah, it's Monster Man.
As Ezra Pound
Beethoven
once said, Reno, the
Mozart, yes.
The poetry, every word in the perfect place, no extraneous word.
It's, I mean, it was a graveyard smash.
Of course it was.
And then, Monster Man.
Oh, such a good song. Yeah, but I've got to research why it became a hit again in the mid-70s in the middle of the summer.
Now, why don't you go do that now?
We were on drugs. Monster Mash.
Probably just some jackass on the radio couldn't stop talking about it.
And lastly, on this date, in 1996, the Macarena hit number one.
Good God.
Oh, God.
Now, can you do the Macarena, Reno?
Man.
No. I don't know that song sucked. I don't know what's worse than the song than having to watch moms with a 2-year-old be like, watch this video, and the kid says macaroni, and you're supposed to laugh because it's their kid. You know what I mean? Look, he says macaroni. Yay! Oh, my God, he's so cute. No, he doesn't even speak.
What do we got here? We got Camp Granada. Yeah. We got the Monster Man.
We got the Fugitive. It's like the greatest day ever.
And now we've got the Macarena.
Look at
the macaroni.
Okay, I got to find out when the birthday is of
Hello there,
Marty Allen.
Hello there.
Okay, stop it. Now, thank you very much. I'm glad you're back.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.